Hey, what's up? This is Tyrese at Mom's Mobile Oil Change, and I'd like to welcome you to the Mobile Oil Change Podcast, where we go over everything and anything, but nothing specific about oil changes, cars, and just automotive and everyday life. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in. And again, this is the Mobile Oil Change Podcast with your host, Tyrese Bird, and your co-host, Tyrese Bird.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Tyrese Burton. And look, as the title of this video, no outtakes unless it's really necessary. The title of this podcast tells you, we're talking about the 3,000 mile oil change myth. Is it a myth? Is it not a myth? Well, I'm going to give you my opinion, and then I'm going to give you some reasons, detailed reasons why I have this opinion. So let's talk about, where did this myth come from? Because I don't know, as long as I've been driving, cars have needed oil changes. Whether there have been 3,000 miles or not is the question that, has been argued over and over and over since the beginning of time, since the beginning of oil changes, So it's like, it's crazy because now here we are in 2020 and I find myself doing a video on the 3,000 mile, I keep saying video, an episode on the 3,000 mile oil change. Wow. So, first of all, in my opinion, it's not a myth. 3,000 mile oil change is not a myth. And here's why I believe that it's not a myth. I believe that the car manufacturers have designed their engines to utilize a certain type of oil or to operate at certain types of conditions, which the type of oil will be affected by. So I believe that if the manufacturer has designed the engine and they're recommending that you change this oil every 3,000 miles, they're probably normally going to recommend a conventional oil with that, which makes a good sense to me. So why wouldn't you follow the manufacturer's recommendation? They have engineers, they've paid a lot of money in R&D to find out, what type of temperatures this engine is going to be running at, what type of specs it has, and what type of capabilities the engine has. So with that being said, it takes me into the idea of, if you're using conventional oil, how long do you expect that oil to last before it starts to break down and become essentially non-effective? And with your car running at the temperatures that it's running at, with you driving it for the times that you're driving it and the conditions you're driving it under, the speeds you're driving it at, the conditions of the car itself, whether you're keeping up on your maintenance or not, all of that's going to be a factor and it's going to come into play. And your conventional oil is not going to last more than 3,000 miles. Some cases, it's not even going to last 3,000 miles. People are going to have to add oil to their vehicle before 3,000 miles. It's very normal for that to be the case. So I think that, we also have to look at the fact that the oil companies have made tremendous amounts of advancements in the production of oil. Synthetics, conventionals have additives, all this type of stuff. So, with that being said, the average oil is 5,000 miles, 10,000 miles. So, over the past, let's say 30 years, they've only went from 3,000 to 5,000. So with all the advancements in the oil that they made over the past 30 years, they still only been able to extend it to 5,000. So does that mean if you have a car that was made back when it was recommended 3,000, that you should go 5,000 because you're using a different oil? Again, I wouldn't recommend it. I would stick with the manufacturer's recommendation, because we also have to take into consideration the advancements in engine technology, which also factors into why the oil companies have produced better oils to be able to go with better engines and to give you better performance from the oil in longer intervals. So there's no car from 40 years ago that's going to recommend you change the oil every 5,000 miles or 10,000 miles. It's going to say 3,000. And there's not a lot of cars today that's being manufactured that's going to recommend you change it every 3,000. It's going to be 5,000. So now in 2020, are we questioning the 5,000 mile oil change? Is it a myth? Because we know the engines are capable of taking this type of mileage intervals. So the 3 just switches to 5 because the cars have gotten better. No, it doesn't. The 3 stands if that's the type of car you're driving. And the 5 stands if we're talking about modern day cars.
Exactly. So, with that being said, refer to your manufacturer's recommendations. I recommend you use synthetic oil or a synthetic blend that has a synthetic base. And change your oil on time, like clockwork, and you can get upwards of 300, 5,000, 100 miles on a vehicle. Haven't seen too many cars with 7, but they can definitely get 5. Again, this is your host, Tyrese Burton, and your co-host, Tyrese Burton. And we'd like to thank you for tuning in to the Mobile Oil Change Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week. We're going to try to drop an episode every week. We're going about to upload a bunch of episodes right now and get it flooded up, and then we're going to start dropping them every week, maybe twice a week. So again, thank you. Shouts out my Mobile Oil Change sponsors. So be sure to check them out on the web at www.mobileoilchange.com and again, thank you.